Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of March 2017, and this is the 542nd Mole Out Loud podcast. And I must apologise, I didn't make a podcast yesterday, didn't send one out. I realised at about, just before midnight that I hadn't done it. And I was so exhausted at that point, or at least I thought I was. I just thought I would have to miss it out. I've spent the last couple of days in a real race against time to get this synopsis completed and sent off, or at least as completed as I wanted it to be. And it just took over from everything else I was doing. I was really lucky on Tuesday night to have both the writer's cave, which allowed me to write for 2 hours and really kind of break the back of it. And then after that, I had a meeting with my Hexenschuss group online. And we had a fabulous couple of hours of workshopping each other's work, really, which we don't usually share work, but we each have a space to discuss our work and the ups and downs of writing. So I found after that I felt much lighter about writing this thing, which they clarified for me was not absolutely not a synopsis, but more of an extended outline, and that it wasn't surprising that it was taking me a while, but just having them help me lighten up about it. And the most important thing I think I took from that was this need to get away from perfectionism. I'm sending it off so that I can discuss the novel with someone, not because I'm sending them off an outline to be published. It's not something I'm sending to a publisher. It's someone I'm sending to something I'm sending to a reader for discussion. So that really helped me get through it. And I think I wrote more on Tuesday and Wednesday than I had in the 3 weeks beforehand, but perhaps I needed to kind of getting it off. I was going to say off the rails. That's exactly not what I mean. To get it started and to get a voice and a sense of how to encapsulate tricky ideas. I think that's probably what took me a long time at the beginning. But also, I hadn't really got a steam up about it. I got a steam up right at the beginning, and then I went into a rather long lull. And so the Tuesday night really re-energized me again. But today, I'm feeling, well, I felt pretty tired this morning. I had a nap for most of the morning, and I'm a bit sore as well. My shoulder and arm is pretty sore, so I've not done any writing today. It's been a day off writing, but I have been thinking about Mole and Murmurs and where I might head with that over the next couple of days. So it hasn't been a non-functioning day, but it has been one where I've had to pull back a bit and do a couple of things around the house that haven't been done. The washing up is still waiting, and I might cook myself something nice for supper, which I don't do very often. So those things are awaiting me. It's a very muggy day, so it's a bit sludgy to move around. But I have done a few things that really needed to be done quite urgently, and that's good. And it is such a pleasure to have finished the synopsis outline and to have sent it off. I really quite like going at a faster pace when I get into it, even though it is physically such a bad idea. So sometimes you need to measure one against the other. I do hope that you've been involved in whatever you're doing today, whether it's completing something to a deadline or managing something in your own time, or just being really involved in what you're doing and allowing the time to take care of itself. I think that is the best option, if it can possibly be done. But it takes a lot of learning. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.